You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
RNZ reported yesterday that a briefing obtained under the Official Information Act showed that the Ministry of Education advised the government in January that a major step must be taken to accelerate Māori achievement. This step is to address biases against Māori students in schools. I spoke to Miles Ferris, the president of Te Akatea, or the Māori Principals Association, about what how biases affect Māori students and what step the Ministry of Education must take to increase Māori student achievement. Here is Miles. The Ministry of Education has talked about tackling an unconscious bias against Māori students in schools. What does this bias look like for Māori?
Well, what it looks like is teachers in classrooms having a lower expectation of achievement. There's a lower expectation of their whānau to be engaged in the learning or want to be engaged in the learning. There's a lack of effort and when it comes to things like pronouncing Māori names properly, place names. So what it means is that a Māori child walking into any given school will not feel as welcome as those around them.
How does this unconscious bias affect Māori students in their achievement in schools? What are we seeing?
So basically, I mean, there's numerous studies that have shown that teacher expectation is really vital in terms of academic achievement. It's like if I was to sort of expect very little from you, then often that's what you would produce. So I think a big issue sits in and around not only that sort of lack of expectation, but a lack of desire from many teachers to actually really develop a strong relationship with that child. And we know in general for our people that relationships are first and foremost. The child needs to know that you as a teacher cares before they're going to open up, before they're going to put in the effort. So when you see a lack of effort back, when you see that your name is not pronounced properly, when you see or hear that there's a lack of real desire to learn more about the culture within the classroom or teaching all of our culture within the classroom, that child just sits back and goes, well, this teacher doesn't care about me, so I'm not going to try. That's really the basics of it, but it is a complex issue, and there's a lot of things that we need to do to help help teachers change. I want to also say that the majority of teachers I know actually do have a strong passion for and want very much to help their Māori children.
Is it that they don't know how, or is it that they are trying and there's not the resources to be able to develop that achievement and develop that care more?
I think there's a lot of resources available. I think ultimately part of it is a sense of fear that they don't really know what they're doing, that they don't really know how to do it. So absolutely that. I think many teachers sit back and sort of will turn to the Māori teacher within the school and sort of say, oh, well, you're better than me, so, you do it. But what we need is every teacher in this country to be passionate about developing a knowledge around tikanga and te reo Māori.
Why do you think that some teachers are sort of scared to take on that responsibility and not just push it onto the Māori teacher in the school? Why do you think that's...
I think as someone who has grown up, my father was hit for speaking Māori in school, so I was never taught it as a young person. I've learned it over the years, but there's always a fear of getting something wrong. I mean, it's a natural fear of doing that. So teachers are no different. They at times feel worried or concerned about whether they're pronouncing a word properly or whether they're teaching something the right way.
It's the unknown, really, isn't it, I suppose? If you haven't been immersed in that culture and had a lot of it while you were growing up, it must feel sort of strange to be teaching it to people when you feel like you don't know yourself.
Absolutely. I think, you know, you look at other subjects, there are a lot of teachers out there who don't like teaching maths or they don't like teaching science.
Which I can understand.
Yeah. So, you know, they don't necessarily, push that particular subject as hard as the one that they know and that they're passionate about.
Mm.
So there is an aspect of that. But ultimately, we have to get over that. As an education system, we have to get over it. And my message is that it's not just teachers. Principals need to lead change within the school. So the whole culture and attitude towards te reo mea ono tikanga in the classroom is vital. But that comes from the top. So principals need to get on board about developing a more culturally responsive and aware school environment. But likewise, the Ministry of Education needs to support that, and it needs to happen even in their offices. I mean, when I turn up to the National Office of Ministry of Education and I don't even get greeted with a kia ora, you know, when I ring up and on the phone is kia ora, not kia ora.
Mm.
There are things that we need to change at the very top to show everyone underneath that this is really important.
So as the president of the Māori Principals Association, can you say whether this bias exists at both a primary and secondary school level? Is it right across the board?
Oh, I think, you know, it starts at early childhood. It is in primary schools. It is in secondary schools. It is at tertiary education level. I mean, what will be coming out very shortly is a survey that around racism and discrimination of principals from NZEI. And we know that in that survey, obviously I've been a big part of that, we know that there are things like resourcing decisions around schools. I mean, you know, often the Māori school is not planned or prepared. It's something that's driven from within the community. But, you know, a new area in New Zealand only has to have a little bit of population growth, and the ministry's all over it and say, oh, we need a new school here. They identify the land. They provide a huge amount of funding. They turn around and employ the principal, you know, 18 months out from the start of the school. They employ other teachers before the start of the school. That doesn't happen in for Māori schools.
Really?
No. I mean, we have examples in Auckland where a school was, the principal was told on Boxing Day that he was starting the school on the 1st of February. And basically, he got a DP who had to work for 2 weeks without pay before the school started because they wouldn't fund it. Now, yes, it was a small school, but
there shouldn't be those differences.
We should not have those differences. So there's a whole lot of issues that surround the fact that a lot of our Māori children are very... are not diagnosed with special educational needs as early as many of our non-Māori children. So, and often that's put down because the child's a naughty child, not necessarily a child that has learning difficulties or has behavioural difficulties stemming from conditions that child has. So, you know, the problems are huge and varied, and it's going to take a huge amount of effort and willingness by all parties to make that change.
And it's, you were saying before that it needs to come from the very top. We need to see a change from the government, from the Ministry of Education. So what needs to be done to tackle this issue? What do you think would make the change?
Well, I think what is pleasing is from that OIA report that came out on Radio New Zealand, it just shows a willingness. Minister Davis is a former member of Te Akatia, and he is very passionate about creating the conversation that we need to have to identify what needs to happen. There are a number of programs, one of which Te Akatia run, called the Māori Achievement Collaboratives, that works specifically with school leaders. But something similar, things like that, so Te Kotahitanga and Kahikitia went through primary and secondary schools to raise the understanding and awareness of teachers. Those things need to come back, and they need to be well funded. The organisations themselves, like Eero, like the Ministry of Education, need to do cultural responsiveness and awareness programs themselves. You know, everyone who's working at the ministry level should be meeting certain standards of understanding around cultural awareness. And until schools change their environment to allow Māori students to feel that they are valued, that they that their culture is respected within the school, and that they are seen as a learner, not as a special educational needs student.
Okay, so could you just briefly sum up why this change in expectation of Māori students and their achievement is important for Māori and for the future of education in New Zealand?
Well, I think for not only the future of education in New Zealand, but the future of you know,
just New Zealand,
all New Zealand,
yeah,
you know, to stop these disparities that are happening, and you know, these high levels of Māori in prisons is we need to educate our children, but children all over will generally only meet our expectations. So if we don't have high expectations from them and for them, they're not going to, you know, well, they will meet our low expectation if we have it. So it's really important. It's hugely important that all people, from parents, from teachers, from, you know, the ministry, the government, start turning around and going, okay, we haven't done this well. We need to change. We need to have higher, it's not just about higher expectations. We've got to have higher expectations of ourselves. We as a teaching profession need to improve the way that we engage with our Māori whānau and with our Māori children.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.